Dada adjusts everywhere.
One day the curry Hiraba made was good, but it was salty. I thought to myself, there's definitely too much salt, but I can sip it in small amounts. As soon as Hiraba went inside, I diluted it with water. She saw me do that and asked me why I did that. I told her, what difference does it make whether she added water to it on the stove or I added it on the dining table? She told me curry should be boiled after water is added to it. I told her it made no difference to me. Say you tell me to have lunch at 11 o'clock, but I ask if I can eat later. If you say no because you want to finish cleaning up, then I will adjust and immediately sit down to eat. You should eat whatever comes to you on your plate. That which comes in front of you is your account. God has said that if you avoid that event, you will be at a loss. Even if there are things on my plate that I do not particularly care to eat, I will eat some of it anyway. If I don't, then I will be creating trouble in two ways. First, the person who cooked and brought the food will feel insulted and hurt. Secondly, the food itself will protest. What have I done wrong? I am being offered to you, so why are you insulting me? Take as much as you want, but please do not insult me. Should we not show some respect to it? If someone gives me something that I do not like, I will accept it. The food which is offered to you does not come easily, therefore it must be respected. Would it add to or diminish your enjoyment if you criticize it? Many times I do not like the vegetables being served, but I still eat them. Moreover, I compliment the chef. I'm often served tea without sugar. I do not say anything. Some people say, if you don't say anything, your wife will become careless in these matters. I tell them to wait and see what happens the next day. The next day she says, yesterday there was no sugar in the tea. Why didn't you say something to me? I said, why do I need to tell you? You will know it when you taste it yourself. If you do not drink tea, then I would tell you. You drink it too. So is there any need for me to tell you?
To make this adjustment, one has to be alert each and every second.
Yes, you must be alert at every moment, which is how this Gnan began. This Gnan has not come about fortuitously. I have taken all these adjustments from the beginning. Avoid conflicts. When I went for a bath one day, I discovered there was no tumbler to pour water with. I adjusted. When I tested the water in my hand, it was scalding hot. And when I turned on the tap for some cold water, I found that the tank was empty. Slowly and carefully, I cupped the water in my hands and cooling it in this way, I managed to take a bath. I could hear the Mahatma saying, today Dada is taking a long time to bathe. What could I do? I had to wait until the water had cooled down. I never inconvenience anyone. I adjust. To adjust is religion. In this world, we have to make adjustments to balance things out by adding or subtracting. Where there's a minus, I plus it. Where there's a plus, I minus it. If someone were to tell me that my words do not make any sense, I would tell him that he is correct. I would immediately make my adjustments. How can you be called a man if you do not know how to adjust? Those who adjust to their circumstances will not have any conflicts at home. I used to adjust to Hiraba. If you want to enjoy the benefit of your wife's company, you must adjust. Otherwise, you will create enmity. Each living being is independent and is looking for happiness. He is not here to give happiness to others. If a person encounters sorrow when he is looking for happiness, he will create enmity regardless of who gets in his way, be it his wife, his children, or his family.
Dada, if he has come in search of happiness and instead he finds unhappiness, does he create enmity?
Yes, whether it is for a brother or a father, he will generate enmity from within. This is how the world is. In the path of liberation, that is Swadharma, Atmadharma, spirituality of the soul, one cannot create enmity with anyone. People's lives must be guided by certain principles. One must act according to circumstances at hand. He who adjusts according to the circumstances is to be applauded and respected. If one knows how to adjust in every situation, then liberation is at hand. This is a great weapon. This Dada is thrifty, frugal, generous, and completely adjustable at the same time. Generous when it comes to others, frugal when it comes to himself, economical when it comes to preaching. People notice that I practice thriftiness also. My economy is adjustable and of the highest kind. I even economize when using water. I am natural and spontaneous.
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय
Otherwise, the problems will create obstacles for you.
First, we have to learn the art of worldly interaction. People suffer because they do not understand this.
Dada, in spiritual matters, nothing excels your science. But even these lessons of worldly interaction are practical and most useful.
Without understanding the art of worldly interaction, liberation is not possible for anyone. No amount of knowledge of the soul alone will help because the world has to let you go. If the world does not free you, what can you do? You are a pure soul, but only if the world leaves you alone. You are becoming further entangled with the world. Why not free yourself as quickly as possible? You send someone to buy some ice cream, he returns empty-handed. When asked why, he tells you that halfway to the store he saw a donkey. He believes this to be a bad omen, so he returns. Such wrong beliefs and superstitions have to be removed. He needs to know that God resides within that donkey too. His notion and belief of bad luck is foolish. His repulsion for the donkey reaches the God inside the donkey. He is committing a sin. You can explain things to him in this way and convince him not to let this happen again. This is how ignorance thrives. This is how people fail to adjust.
The one with the right belief adjusts.
What is the sign of right knowledge? It is when everyone else in the home fails to adjust, but the one who has the right knowledge adjusts. To adjust in all situations is a sign of right knowledge. I am telling you all these things after having made this ultimate and subtle discovery about worldly interactions. I am showing you how to live in this world and how to attain liberation. My goal is to lessen your problems and obstacles. Whatever you say should be acceptable to the other person. If what you say does not agree with him, then it is your fault. You can only adjust if you correct your mistakes. Lord Mahavir's message is to adjust everywhere.
Dada, the adjust everywhere message that you have given solves every problem, regardless of the intensity of the problem or the nature of the person.
All problems are solved. Every word of mine will solve your problems and liberate you. Adjust everywhere.
Until now, we only adjusted in situations and with the people we like. You are saying that we have to adjust also to situations and people we do not like.
Adjust everywhere, whether you like it or not.
Dada's wonderful science.
What is the intention behind this adjustment, and to what extent do we have to adjust?
The intention is peace, and the goal is peace. This is the key to avoid unhappiness. It is Dada's science of adjustment. This adjustment is remarkable. You know what happens whenever you do not adjust. This failure to adjust is foolishness. Adjustment is justice. Any kind of obstinacy or adherence to one's viewpoint is not justice. You should never force your viewpoint on anyone regardless of the matter. I never do. In life, you must use the approach that will quickly draw matters to a close. No one has ever failed to adjust with me. Here, a household of only four cannot adjust with each other. Will you learn how to adjust? Is it not possible to adjust? You will learn from whatever you observe. The law of this world is that you will learn from what you observe. No one has to teach you that. Is any part of this difficult to learn? Perhaps you might not understand the part that I am preaching, but if you were to observe my conduct, you will easily learn. People do not know how to adjust in their homes, and yet they sit down to read scriptures about self-realization. You foolish people, put aside the scriptures. First, learn how to adjust in your own home. They do not know the first thing about how to adjust at home. This is typical of the world. Even if you know very little in this world, it is not a major problem. You may have very little knowledge about your field of work. Even that is all right. But it is essential that you know how to adjust. You have to learn to adjust, otherwise you will suffer. Take advantage of this message and make the most of it. Jai Satchidananda.